Is there something in particular about the pumpkin that lends itself to growing giant specimens?
Well, I'll say absolutely from the North American gardener's perspective, it's definitely the largest vegetable. I mean, you can grow pumpkins over 1,000 pounds. So I think any time you can get a vegetable that large, it's going to capture people's attention. But I will say that there are gardeners all over the world who grow large vegetables, not just pumpkins. But in our climate, that's the biggest one.
I mean, it's the largest vegetable to begin with, but what is it that lends itself so well to the Midwestern garden?
Well, I think that the intensity of our growing season favors some of these cucurbits, and pumpkin comes from the family Cucurbitaceae, so it's squashes and gourds and pumpkins. They do extremely well in our climate. They can be grown until the cold weather, and so you have a whole long season to deal with. And we have a lot of water here. We have a pretty good rainfall, so that also favors the growing of very large vegetables like the pumpkin.
As I've understood now from reading up on this, the giant record-breaking pumpkins require a lot of water.
That's right. That's right. And we have a very good climate for that. We have very fertile soils, and so you know the growing of those pumpkins is just perfect for our climate.
Now you mentioned 1,000-pound pumpkins, and in fact, pumpkins are occasionally grown in Wisconsin and elsewhere that are considerably more than 1,000 pounds. And I guess the growers are creeping up on the 1-ton pumpkin. Is there anything in your view that would make that impossible to obtain eventually?
No, really. I think it's certainly within reach. I mean, I noticed this year out in the West Coast, some of the winters were in the 1,500-pound range. And so I think we'll definitely approach the 1-ton pumpkin without question. I mean, you know, there's a couple of elements. One is the variety, and I think as breeders continue to improve the germplasm, there will be pumpkins that can attain that weight. Fertility, water, soil conditions, all of that can be improved, and so I see no reason why you couldn't get there.
From a practical standpoint or from the standpoint of a professional, I mean, are there any practical applications that you see coming out of this? I mean, there's a lot of ingenious work going on here with people swapping seeds and working on varieties that are capable of, you know, achieving this immense growth. But are there any practical horticultural applications coming out of all this?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we do with our class. I teach a course with my colleague Jim Nienhuis in vegetable crops, and we grow the giant pumpkins for paddling. We actually make them into vessels that can be paddled on the lakes here. They float very nicely, and students carve them out and can actually sit in them and paddle them. Now, I'm not saying that that's something every gardener will want to do, but the idea that you can actually use it as a sailing vessel is pretty intriguing. In addition to that, you know, certainly people eat these things, and so you can use them for that purpose. They're ornamental. There's the application of simply being able to do very productive gardening. I think a lot of people, you know, become very intrigued with how to make their own gardens more productive. So I think it's connected to a number of objectives, some of which seem a little bit odd, but I think provide a lot of information and actually have some educational value.
By and large, the giant pumpkin growers are operating independently from the academic realm.
Yes, that's true. Although I will say that there are tricks and there are techniques that we learn in science that could be applied. And certainly there is conversation, I would say, between the scientific community and the grower community about how to do something and how to make it the biggest.
I was intrigued I learned this just yesterday, that shading the pumpkin is important because that prevents the sun from hardening the rind.
Right.
Therefore, it allows the fruit to continue to grow.
That's right. I mean, you'll notice that if you're ever out in a pumpkin patch, you'll see that pumpkins that are, you'll often see very huge pumpkins that are covered with foliage. And that is an advantage because of that elasticity that you mentioned. You know, there's also a lot of very special techniques. I think the English really are the best at this, at perfecting how to prepare seedlings and prepare an environment that's going to favor the growth of very large vegetables. For example, one of the techniques that I've seen them use is growing carrots, very, very long carrots that are several feet long in a drain pipe. that's tilted a certain way. So there's lots of mechanical sort of techniques and things that the growers have picked up along the way that enable them to do this, and I think it's incredibly ingenious.
I believe there was actually a Monty Python skit involving carrots growing in a drain pipe, but I'm not sure about that. I saw something, again, on the television program, there was something along that line of do-it-yourself. This was a guy here in the States who had actually rigged up a hammock for his giant pumpkins so that they would have a nice round shape. They were lifted off the ground so that the one side wouldn't be flattened. So there just seems to be no end to the ingenuity here.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you probably have heard of the watermelons that are grown in small boxes or crates in Japan to make them fit in the fridge. And these produce a cubic sort of watermelon that can be that sits nicely on your shelf and isn't hard to fit in. That's the same family, that cucurbit family that the pumpkin is in, and you can really make these things into the kind of shapes you want.
Listen, Professor Goldman, I'm intrigued by this, and I'm going to put something together on this story with you and with the gentleman from the Pumpkin Growers Association, who I understand is also very eager to talk to me. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you start this topic going, you really can't stop. It is a fascinating topic. I'm so glad you're doing a piece on it.
Van Bowles from Eagle River, Wisconsin.
All the way up in Eagle River. Well, I guess first of all, you're pretty far north. Are we starting to head into a problematic time of year to be trying to grow a big pumpkin?
Only for 3 days, because then we're going to harvest the last two and take them to a way off anyway. But yeah, the cold weather normally does freeze in a lot of problems.
How long have you been involved in growing giant pumpkins, and what is it about this that attracted you to it?
This is my second season. What attracted me to it? Well, my two daughters got me involved because I'd always raised some pumpkins for them, and I'd raised some Big Macs, which are a variety. They get to be 100 to 150 pounds. So I decided I'd try the Giants last year and had fairly good luck with it.
Define what fairly good luck is.
Last year, in my first year, I set a new Wisconsin state record of 1,175 and a half pounds, and I had two other pumpkins that went over 1,000 pounds, which was pretty much the first time that had ever been done by a first-year grower.
Now, in terms of circumference, I mean, overall size, what could you compare one of these to?
Well, what could we compare it to? Half a Volkswagen. How does that sound?
You know, that sounds pretty good. I was kind of picturing a Volkswagen to be in the first place. You mentioned you were going to get a tarp today. There are some secrets to success, are there not? Maybe just explain quickly what those are.
Oh, there's dozens of them. But one of the things that I learned last year and followed through on a little better this year is that when nighttime temperatures drop below 60 degrees, it's a good idea to wrap these babies up, so to speak, and keep them warm. When they're younger, it's to preserve the integrity of the internal structure of the pumpkin. When they get older and they get bigger, well, you're helping to hold some of that solar mass that they stored for the day. And if the pumpkin stays at a fairly even temperature level, one, it grows, and two, it doesn't sense that it needs to ripen and finish off. In other words, you can extend the growing season.
There's something to keeping them out of a lot of direct sunlight, too, isn't there?
Yes and no. We're going to see some changes in that idea. But when they're young, you try to keep them out of the direct sunlight by either shading with a tarp or some shade cloth or maybe even something as simple as covering up with sheets in order for the skin to stay soft and supple and for that fruit to be able to grow at its maximum velocity, as I like to term it, without splitting or cracking the skin.
When we talk about maximum velocity, you know, there's the old line about being able to hear the corn grow on hot summer days. Can you actually see the pumpkins grow?
You can see them grow if you're a guy like me that looks at them a few times a day. When they're in a growth stage, their main growth stage runs between day 20 and day 45 on these fruit. After they've been pollinated, we start counting the days off. And in that window, these pumpkins grow between 25 to 50 pounds, possibly a little more than 50 pounds for a 24-hour period.
That's phenomenal. I can't imagine anything else, animal, vegetable, or mineral that could grow with at that rate?
Well, I think that they are, with the exception of the only thing, we did a little talking about that last winter, and I think there are two other vegetable materials that might grow at this rate or faster. One of them is bamboo, which people, unless you've seen it growing, you don't understand how it grows. And two, there's that big, huge underground fungus that they talk about that incorporates like half of the continent. But other than that, this is the fastest growing, one of the fastest growing things on the planet.
I hadn't thought of bamboo. Now, you're going to be down in our neck of the woods for Stoughton. Is that right? You're coming down here for a weigh-in?
Yes, the Land of the Giants weigh-off at Eggster's Farm Market is this Saturday, the 13th. We're going to try to put on a good show there for the people. I'm president of the CWPG, or the Central Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers. We're supporting that at the event this year and working with them hand-in-hand, helping them with registration, weights, and data entry. And we've got a couple little added bonuses this year. A fellow from Iowa named Don Young just grew the second largest Atlantic giant pumpkin ever grown, 1,662 pounds. It was weighed last week down at Alamos, Iowa. They're way off there. He's going to be bringing a fruit to enter at Stoughton, and he'll be bringing that one along for exhibition. The fellow just broke my old Wisconsin state record, weighing a pumpkin that was 1,427 pounds. Al Kopp will be there as well with that pumpkin for exhibition.
Your pumpkin at Nakusa last year, the 1,175-pounder, that was a state record?
That was the new Wisconsin state record.
And this guy has already broken that by, what, some 225-odd pounds?
Yes, indeed. In fact, it was broken at Nakusa's way off on Saturday. My record went down twice. Two folks, a couple from Verona, Wisconsin, that grow together, they showed up this year, and they had one that weighed, I believe it was 1260, and one that weighed 13, I want to say 78. I'm hoping those numbers are right. And at the same day, Al Kopp went to the Illinois way off because he's down just north of the border, and he took his mother, and she didn't want to make a four-hour ride in Nakusa. So he weighed his at Didlier Farms in Illinois, which is their sanctioned way off, and his weighed 1,427 pounds. So my record went down three times over the weekend.
Okay, given that kind of advances people are making in size, I got to ask you, at some point in the not-too-distant future, somewhere in the country, do you think we're going to see a one-ton pumpkin?
There's not a doubt in my mind.
How do you transport a 1,000-pound-plus pumpkin from Eagle River to Stoughton?
I'm going to insert something here. I still have two pumpkins that have been growing the last week, and we will be weighing them at Stoughton. And I have every intention of making a jab at getting that record back this weekend on Saturday. Two, how do we transport them? There's a lifting device assembly that we use made out of web straps that basically cinches around the pumpkin with an iron ring at the top of it. However you want to pick that up, whether it be mechanically with a machine, a forklift, a front-end loader, or a tripod with a chain hoist, then we slide a trailer or a truck underneath them. They're set on pallets, padded pallets, and then they go to as far as you got to take them to get them weighed in an official weigh-off station.
All right. Listen, Dan, thanks a lot, and best of luck in Stoughton this weekend.